Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have in.
Yes, hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Come on and give the Lord praise today. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, including a new topic, life prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is itching ears. Oh, you like that, don't you? Itching ears. And we are coming from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me, as well as give you some exciting announcements. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, you can call in by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And there is a one-click button to call in on the broadcast page of my ministry website, rossi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, then you can follow the podcast to ensure that you still don't miss one episode, because the recording will be text straight to your cell phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, that's text in letters or message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Now, on this Saturday, July 27th, I will be speaking as well as on the panel for a women's empowerment brunch here in Miami, Florida. The ticket cost is $35, and the information as well as the link to purchase tickets for that brunch, which is sponsored by Tabernacle of Glory in Christ Ministries, is on my ministry website, rossi.org. Just go to the itinerary page. As well, we have quite a few things coming up. Tomorrow night, which is Wednesday night at 7, will be our first live Real Talk Bible study. The Pillow Talk I loved, but it was just too late for most people. So you don't want to miss Real Talk Bible study. We are going to focus on Let's Talk About Sex, because it went over so well on Pillow Talk, but so many people reached out and said it was too late for them and they wanted to get involved. So that'll be live at 7 p.m. Eastern. You will be able to call in on air and ask your questions. We're going to talk about marital sex, infidelity, fornication, same sex. We're going to rightly divide the word of truth so that you can apply it in practical ways to your everyday life. There's a one-click button on my website, rossi.org, where you can call in. And if you go ahead and follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222, you will receive a reminder Wednesday night at 7 when we go live. Now, if you are unable to write this down, it's a lot of information. All of it is on my ministry website, which is now rossi.org. It's no longer Feel the Fire. It is rossi.org. rawsi.org. And for those who have already given out the Field of Fire website, don't worry, it will forward to rossi.org. All right, let's get into this word. I am in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, reading from the KJV. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. I mean, that's a sermon all by itself. Let's give God praise for the word. Come on and just say hallelujah wherever you are right now. What is our topic for today? Say it with me. Itching ears. Right is right, whether nobody does it. And wrong is wrong, whether everybody does it. In today's world, we have a culture of lending ourselves to itching ears. We only have a propensity to hear what sounds good, what makes us feel good, what sounds right to us, regardless of whether it is in alignment with the Word of God. But in 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 4, Paul has let us know that this cannot be the way we live our lives as Christians. We are in a time when the Word of God is not only necessary, but it is required to help bring people unto repentance. So he said in verse 1, I'm giving you a charge, Timothy, which also is imputed or handed down through the generations, the torch handed down to ministers of every generation, that we are to come in and preach the word. And he said, in all times. That's what he meant by be instant in season and out of season. No matter what's going on, no matter what the world says, no matter how people are telling you to only tell them what they want to hear. As a minister of the gospel, a charge to keep we have. And as saints, whether you are ministers or not, you are ambassadors of Christ. So whether you hold the title or office of an evangelist or a teacher or an apostle or a preacher or pastor, doesn't matter. Every person, every Christian is a witness. And for those of you who are listening who are not saved, then I witness even and preach unto you today that the word is true. The word of God remains true. No matter how the world tries to readjust it, recycle it, modify it, reverse it, repeal it, and amend it, the word of God always remains true. So Paul said, listen, you got to always be ready to give an account of the gospel to those who stand in need or to those who challenge you. You got to be instant in season and out of season. You got to use the word of God to listen to what it said, reprove and rebuke. See, sometimes our itching ears only want pastors or ministers to use the word of God to give us what makes us feel good. But he said, no. You also got to be able to use this word to bring correction, to bring people back into alignment. And then he said to exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. So in other words, even as we preach, we reprimand, we reprove, we rebuke, we correct, we still have the longsuffering of humility and grace, understanding that but for the grace of God, there go I. Glory. Because he said there will come a time, and brothers and sisters, we are living in that time right now, when people will not endure sound doctrine. Nobody wants to hear, glory, a word of reproof. Nobody wants to hear a word of rebuke. Nobody wants you to hear. People don't want to hear. Churches don't want to hear. Society does not want to hear that there is a heaven, but there's also a hell. Nobody wants to hear that sin is sin and that living a sinful life will cause you to go in hell or to live in hell for all eternity. Everybody only wants to hear about the loving Jesus. Nobody wants to hear about the Jesus in Luke who turned the tables over in the synagogue when they weren't doing right. Nobody wants to hear about the Jesus who told the thief on the cross, oh yeah, your sins are forgiven, but you still got to suffer the natural consequences of your action because this day you're still going to die and be with me in paradise. Nobody wants to hear about the Jesus who groaned in his spirit about the faithless generation. No one wants to hear about the Jesus who called the Pharisees and Sadducees hypocrites and vipers. Everybody only wants the WWJD. What would Jesus do when it makes you feel good? Itching ears. So he said there's a time when they don't want to hear sound doctrine, but after their own lust, their own desires, their own desire to live a sinful life, those are the kind of teachers they're going to heap to themselves. Those are the kind of pastors they're going to hire. Those are the kind of podcasts they want to listen to. Those are the kind of churches they want to attend, because he says they have itching ears and they'll turn their ears away from the truth to listen to fables. Brothers and sisters, right is right, and God's word is right. He said in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished into all good works. Itching ears. You got to get rid of your itching ears to hear gossip, itching ears to hear someone who has lost something, or itching ears to be excited about the downfall of another person, itching ears to always want to spread toxicity and negativity about other people, itching ears to hear that someone has lost a job, itching ears wanting to hear that someone's marriage is being destroyed, itching ears always looking for the demise of your enemy, itching ears, always wanting accolades and commendations, but never wanting to hear when you're wrong, itching ears, glory. Woo! Let's get ready to go into prayer. Our time is almost run. Isn't this powerful teaching? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we praise you and we glorify you today. Lord, we come asking the forgiveness of every sin. Father, we come repenting of our itching ears, our desire, Father, to only hear negativity, toxicity, only be involved in gossip and mess, always looking for the bad, always wanting to hear the bad, always about others, but only wanting to hear the good about ourselves. Father, we come asking you to cleanse our itching ears, purge our itching ears, turn our ears to you, turn our ears to you, Lord, turn our ears to you, where we want to hear your word, we want to hear doctrine. We want to be rebuked. We want to hear reprimand when it brings us back into alignment with your will. We understand that all scripture is given by inspiration of you. There's no situation to which your word does not have an answer. Father, we don't want to be caught up in the fables and fairy tales of this world, doing what the world says is right, ashamed of the gospel of Christ, afraid to speak the gospel. Lord, help us! Glory. Ooh, heal us of itching ears. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening right now. Lord, that you touch them, you bless them, you heal them, you deliver them, you save them, you sanctify them. Father, you work miracles and do what only you can do. Father, move in ways that only you can move. Open doors that only you can open, and close doors, Father, supernaturally, that only you can close, so that the man and woman of God will be thoroughly furnished and perfect under the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody say, thank you, Lord. Come on, tell them again, I thank you, Jesus. Just tell them, I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Keep praising him as I give the altar call. For those who are unsaved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Father, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Father, I am healed of my itching ears, and I desire to hear sound doctrine. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Come on, everybody, just say hallelujah. Just say, Lord, I thank you that I am healed of my itching ears. Remember, go to rossi.org. Buy your tickets to attend the women's brunch. This is going to be powerful on this Saturday, July the 27th. Make sure you follow so that you can tune in and won't miss Real Talk Bible Study tomorrow, everything you need, as well as the ability to contact me, invite me to your event, send me your prayers, your testimonies on rawsi.org. That's rawsi.org. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Right is right. What if nobody does it? And wrong is still wrong, even if everybody does it. Your task for today is to do right and only listen for right and speak right. See you tomorrow.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.